USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost half of the states in the U.S. are part of the government's so-called red zone due to rising coronavirus cases. Dr. Deborah Birx said that the hotspots threatened regions where cases are controlled.
What we're seeing across the South right now is both rural infections as well as small metros and major metros simultaneously.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan says she's been assured that federal agents sent to stop protests in the city have left the area. On Capitol Hill, Attorney General William Barr defended the deployments there and in Portland.
We're trying to protect federal functions and federal buildings, which are a very small part of the city, but the rioters go at them, and we have gradually increased our numbers there to try to protect those facilities.
House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler accused Barr of playing politics.
The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered.
The White House is going after the DACA program again. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that the administration acted in an arbitrary and capricious way to scrap DACA. The White House is aiming to build a case that deferred action for childhood arrivals has served as a magnet for illegal border crossings. Going forward, DACA renewals will be for only 1 year, not two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Gun violence in the United States is showing a drastic increase over the last 3 months. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A stray bullet shattered her window and pierced the head of a 10-year-old girl in her home in Chicago. She died at a hospital Sunday morning. A toddler, just 20 months old and strapped to a car seat, was shot in the chest in Inglewood while his mother drove home from a laundromat. Over the weekend, more than 60 people were shot, 14 of them fatally, in 49 shooting incidents in the Windy City alone. Chicago is among several major cities experiencing a big spike in shootings and homicides so far this year. Shooting incidents in Philadelphia are up 57% from last year. In Milwaukee, homicides up 95%. In the first week of July alone, the Los Angeles Police Department reported that homicides increased 250%. And New York City has seen a 44% spike in shootings this year than during the same period in 2019. Police blame the surge in gun violence on a combination of the early release of people from jail during the pandemic, the effects of new state bail reform laws, and the fact that police are being defunded. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.